This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا تزوج العبد فقد استكمل نصف الدين. When a person gets married, then he has just completed half of his deen. فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّصْفِ الْبَاقِي. Now he should have taqwa, and he should be careful and abstain from the harams and so on with regards to the other. He should have taqwa with regards to the other half. So here it's almost like saying marriage is about half of your religion and the other half. So you know when you say marriage is half of your faith, this is the hadith it comes from. What does it mean? There's a number of meanings. Essentially, one meaning is that the Prophet ﷺ said that whoever protects for me two things, I guarantee him paradise. And the two things is that which is between his legs, and that can apply to women as well, and that which is between his tongue, his lips, right? The tongue. So if you can be careful with what you say, how you say it, and be careful about where you use your private parts, then you've really taken care of your deen, because most halaka and destruction comes from these two. Spiritual destruction comes from these two. When you might say the eyes, well, the eyes all relate to the private parts. They're just satellites for it. Then you want to listen, then you want to touch, then you want to go towards. That's all satellites for the private parts. So the private parts are the most important thing. So if you've had marriage, you've just taken care of one half of it, subhanAllah. Unfortunately, there's just not something so efficient when it comes to the tongue, right? That can just protect you so well as marriage generally. That's a struggle. But marriage is a big thing here. So, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّصْفِ الْبَاقِي. He should have taqwa with regards to the other half. Which means the rest, it also means the remaining aspects of your deen generally. Another way to look at this, that's one interpretation. Another way to look at this is that marriage, even though it's just one aspect of your deen, it is such an important aspect that the Prophet ﷺ is exaggerating in its importance and saying it is half of your faith. It's so important that it's half of your faith, everything else is like the other half. But this is so important, make sure you do it. So that's another way to look at this hadith. The benefits of getting married is that it gives you a halal outlet for your desires. It gives you a protection from the shaitan. Right? It gives you a protection from the shaitan. This hadith is related by Imam Bayhaqi in his Shu'abul Iman. There's another hadith which is similar. Anas radiallahu anhu relates as well. He says that مَنْ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأَةً صَالِحَةً فَقَدْ أَعَانَهُ عَلَى شَطْرِ دِينِهِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي الشَّطْرِ الْبَاقِي. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a pious, righteous woman to as a spouse, then he has just helped him. Allah has just helped him on half of his faith. So he should now have taqwa in the other half. This gives us an understanding that the half we're talking about is if you get a pious spouse. If you've got married for the wrong reason, it's not obviously going to be half of your faith taken care of. That's why Allah said, "Az-zaniyatu waz-zani, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithun lil-khabithat, wal-tayyibatu lil-tayyibin, wal-tayyibuna lil-tayyibat." Good, pure, chaste men are for good, pure, chaste women, and vice versa. And the non-chaste, impure men are for impure women. What that means is not to say that if you're impure you can't get married to a chaste woman. You won't want to get married to a chaste woman, because you think, well, she's not going to like be tolerant of what I want to do. We want to go out together, you know, we want to do this, that and the other. Subhanallah. It means that if you think you're bad, but you want to get married to a chaste woman, then inshallah you've got goodness in you, because you're making a big decision. Subhanallah, you're making a big decision. So if you want to change, sometimes a good wife is good for change. However, I want to mention something else. This is if the person, the husband, the man or the woman wants to do that themselves. It's not when the parents want to do it. We've got a major problem in the Muslim community. You've got kids who have been messed up. They're coming at 2 or 3 o'clock at night. They're into drugs. They've got a girlfriend. They've got boyfriends. They've got many. They've got all sorts of stuff going on. You know what I'm talking about. The parents think that the solution to this is to get them married. So they conceal everything. They make them out. They package them. Promote them. Advertise them in the best manner possible that he is the most religious person, most religious, she's the most religious girl in town, etc., etc. Get them married to somebody because they think that if they get them married to somebody pious, it's all going to be sorted out. And this guy or this girl just doesn't want to do it. They're forced into it. And sometimes it's back home as well, which is even worse. Back home meaning it's in another country. So that is a major deception, to package your son or daughter and show them to be something else. That kind of marriage hardly ever lasts illa unless you've got some serious dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Seriously, don't deceive people like that. Sort your kid out some other way. Yes, if the child... I know a guy that I know very well. He doesn't pray too much. Right? But he got married to a woman with niqab. I was like surprised. But that's what he wanted, because inside he wants to change. He's just finding it difficult. That's different. But if the parents are doing it, that's not what's right. So this hadith tells us that what we're talking about, half of your deen being sorted out, is if you've got a pious, righteous wife.